Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than coming up on a dozen years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 12th anniversary with us. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and he's the guy who's helped us understand over the years how to not just accept change, not to just manage change, but to actually lead change. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about, in the previous segment, we were talking about resistance and how we perceive it. You know, it sort of makes me think about the way I think about small business owners, identifying change and dealing with resistance in the right way. You know, if you're a person of faith and you pray for something, and let's say this is the equivalent of how do I get to town? I'm praying to get to town, right? And you, in your mind, you're waiting on a bus, right? you're thinking, okay, God, I need to get to town. And you're looking around, thinking, "Where's the bus?" Right, and then along comes a taxi and says, "Going to town?" No, I'm waiting on the bus. So I think sometimes I'm making a little. There's an old joke in there, by the way, somewhere. But when small business owners look at something, and they'll say, "Why is this happening to me? Why are these things happening?" And instead of seeing that. I guess it's kind of the old can't see the forest for the trees thing. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I'm really curious. I mean, you know small businesses a lot better than I do. My hunch is that there are places where there really is writing on the wall. And as a guy from Harley once said, we saw the writing on the wall, we thought it was a forgery.
Right.
And I'm really curious about what those things might be that are out there that might be signals that there's been a tectonic plate shift, that doing more of the same or doing it better or hiring new people to do the same thing is not the way to go. It really takes a rethinking. And
there are dozens of things that are popping up right now that could tip them off, but they just don't see them because part of it, they're taking it personally. For example, an old customer isn't coming back anymore.
Yeah.
Are they mad at me? No, they're not mad at you. You just became irrelevant to them.
Yeah.
Or a salesperson, as I said earlier, used to be great. Now he or she's not so great. Have they lost a step, or are they having? Is it just has the marketplace changed around them? And we the biggest problem I think is not thinking like a CEO. It seems to me, Rick, meaning you spend all your time inside your four walls.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at things outside, what do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, one of the places, getting outside is helpful. But getting outside and, let's say you run a restaurant, then having lunch at a competitor's.
Right.
Or go to the other dry cleaners or whatever it is. So that you can say, huh, that's really interesting how they're doing that. And even if they're doing it worse than you, you can go, oh, boy, how come I can see the problems in this business and I'm not seeing it in my own? Is there a lesson to be taken away from this?
There's one other thing that's really powerful, Rick, and I've been recommending this all these years, and that is whatever your industry is, there's an industry trade group meeting, national meeting somewhere every year. Go to those meetings and see what other people are facing, see what they're doing, learn from, there'll be somebody there who's got foresight on your industry to listen to. To me, that's a great way to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree completely. A friend and colleague of mine, a guy named Peter Block, said professional conferences are great conversations interrupted by sessions.
Exactly.
And so what I do when I go to a conference, and I like going to conference, if the session is a snoozer, I just go hang out in the hallway.
Yeah.
And invariably, a couple people come around, I go, oh, what do you do, Jim? And we get into these great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that the agenda for the program looks so great. I mean, maybe it is, but it's just being there and hang out. Don't take advantage of the breaks to go to your cell phone, but use those breaks to talk to these people. You know, that's where the real value is.
These are your competitors you'll never compete with.
Because
you live in Albany, Georgia, and they live in Alaska. You'll never compete with them, but they're your competitors. And those are the best kind of people to talk to, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. You know, another thing that I think, and it's a kind of a virtual way of getting outside of your walls, is if you have a local small business, do a Google search on whatever that business is, not on your name necessarily, but one, do you come up? And if you come up, are you coming up with Yelp reviews?
Mm-hmm.
And if your listeners don't know what Yelp reviews are, they're not pretty. But they're there, and they're it's hard not to read a couple of them if I'm thinking of going to a restaurant or thinking about using a new person to paint my house or whatever it might be.
Right. Yeah, that's user-generated content. That's the power of UGC, and that's something whenever I speak to small business audiences, Rick, and I always ask them, do you know how many people know what UGC is? What's user-generated content? Maybe one out of 200 will know. It's amazing. You'd think more would know that by now, but they don't. And folks, that's the reason it's in my book. Tintail, right back with Rick Maurer. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.